Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's something about childhood memories. They have a way of lingering, shaping how we view the world. But what happens when those memories are stained by fear, when the home that should be your safe haven becomes the source of your deepest unease? A family full of hope and excitement moves into a house that seems perfect at first glance. But almost immediately, cracks appear. Not in the walls, but in their sense of safety. It begins subtly. Strange shadows, an overwhelming sense of being watched, and objects that seem to move on their own. Is it the house playing tricks on their minds, or is there something waiting in the dark corners? Something unseen. Tonight's story explores a family's years spent under the shadow of a presence they couldn't escape. What starts as fleeting unease quickly grows into an oppressive fear, culminating in moments that leave even the most skeptical questioning reality. Let's get to the letter. They write, "Odd and unexplainable encounters have always followed me, but nothing compares to what my family and I experienced in a house we lived in when I was a child. I was 8 years old when we moved in, though I didn't have the words for it then. I remember an immediate sense that something was wrong. The house sat on the corner of two busy streets, bathed in sunlight the day we first saw it. But stepping inside was like entering another world. The air felt heavy, the rooms unnaturally dark despite the large windows. It was cooler inside, as though the house had trapped something deep in its walls. Still, my parents loved it, and we moved in. That first day, as my parents unloaded the truck, my older brother and I explored. The house had this long wall that divided the living room and hallway, perfect for a game of tag. We'd run in circles, peeking around corners to catch each other, but it didn't take long before the fun turned to fear. We both saw it, a shadow, dark and solid, running along the wall with us. It wasn't either of us, and when we stopped, it didn't. It stood at the edge of the wall, still and waiting. We screamed and bolted upstairs, our game forgotten. The strange occurrences didn't stop there. Not long after, I was in my room studying, the door shut, and the radio playing softly in the background. Suddenly, the station cut out, replaced by static. Before I could figure out what was wrong, I felt it. Something standing beside me. It wasn't just a feeling, it was a presence. A tall, heavy figure looming over me. I didn't dare look up. My heart raced as I muttered, "I really need to study. I don't have time for this. I'm sorry." Just like that, the static cleared and the presence vanished. I ran downstairs, too afraid to be alone. But the worst of it was the basement. I hated it. Five rooms, each darker and colder than the last. The heating room was the most unsettling. Every time I passed it, I'd catch a glimpse, A girl with long, dark hair and a white dress standing just inside. If I turned to look directly, she'd be gone. But in the corner of my eye, she was always there, always watching. One summer day, my mom asked me to do the laundry. The laundry room was at the far end of the basement, cramped and lit by a single small window. I didn't want to go, but I couldn't refuse. As I stepped into the hallway, everything felt too quiet, too still. When I reached the laundry room, I froze. Behind the window's weak light, a man stood motionless, a tall, shadowy figure that filled the room. I dropped the laundry and ran, telling my brother to go instead. He came back annoyed, saying there was no one there. But I know what I saw. Even when we tried to feel safe upstairs, the house wouldn't let us. My siblings and I often stayed in my parents' room, the only place that felt warm. But the bathroom connected to their room was different. Its door wouldn't stay shut. We'd close it, even shove it, hard to make sure it latched, but somehow it would always creak open again. We never understood why, but it never felt like an accident. These moments built up one after another. None of us wanted to admit how afraid we were, but we didn't need to. The fear lived in the walls, in the shadows, and in the spaces we couldn't explain. Years passed, and the strange events became a part of life. My siblings and I found ways to cope, mostly by sticking together. When we were home alone, we'd gather in my parents' room, huddled on the bed with the TV on. But even in the safest room of the house, we couldn't fully escape. The bathroom door was the worst. It seemed alive, almost determined to defy us. No matter how many times we closed it, no matter how tightly we pushed it shut, it would always eventually creak open. At first, we thought it was a draft or a loose latch, but the timing was too deliberate. Sometimes it would swing open just as one of us glanced away, as if it was waiting for us to notice. We never talked about it much, not until years later. After we moved out, my sister finally told me about the things she had seen in that house. One story in particular left me shaken. She said she had seen the girl, the same girl I always glimpsed in the basement, walking up the stairs one evening. She didn't disappear or vanish into thin air. She simply climbed the steps, turned the corner, and walked to the second floor like she belonged there. But that wasn't all. My sister told me about another night when she was playing hide-and-seek with our cousin. She had chosen to hide in her bedroom, behind the door. She waited, silent and still, when she suddenly heard her closet door creak open. Slowly, a figure stepped out. She said it was a man, older, with curly hair. He walked past the window, his face briefly illuminated by the moonlight, before he simply disappeared, right into the wall. When she told me this, I couldn't speak. It was too close, too similar to what I had experienced. The tall figure in the laundry room, the shadowy girl in the heating room. The entities weren't random. They felt connected, like parts of a story we would never understand. Even after we moved, the house stayed with me. I heard from a neighbor that other families had complained about strange things happening there too. Doors slamming on their own, lights flickering, shadows moving in empty rooms. I still don't know if it was the house itself or something tied to it, something we brought with us or left behind. It's been years, but sometimes in the quiet moments, I still feel that heaviness. It's like the shadows of that house never truly let us go. I don't know what was watching us, but it felt ancient, patient, and very much alive. There's something uniquely chilling about the unknown. It's not just what we see or think we see, but what we feel. The family in this story didn't just live in a house. They coexisted with something they couldn't explain. Was it the lingering energy of past events? A residual haunting playing out like an echo in the halls? Or was it something more deliberate, more intelligent? What stands out is the consistency. Multiple people experienced similar entities, the tall man, the girl in white, the shadowy figures. These weren't an isolated incidents. They were interconnected, weaving a story of their own. It makes you wonder, were these presences tied to the house or to the family themselves? Psychologically, one could argue this was shared fear, a feedback loop of unease amplified by imagination and suggestion. Our minds can be powerful tools conjuring shadows out of uncertainty. But then how do we explain the matching details shared between siblings who never spoke of their experiences until much later? How do we dismiss the unexplained motion of that bathroom door or the glimpses of figures that seemed solid one moment and gone the next? If we entertain the possibility of the paranormal, there are many theories. Was the house built on land that carried its own dark history? Were these manifestations of trapped spirits unable or unwilling to move on? Or could the house have acted as a kind of conduit, a thin place where the veil between worlds was unusually fragile? Whatever the cause, one thing is clear. The family was deeply affected, their experiences leaving marks that lasted long after they left the house. Perhaps the most unsettling question of all is this. If these presences felt tied to them, could they still be lingering even now? Sometimes the things we can't explain aren't meant to be understood. And maybe that's where the true mystery lies. And there you have it. A tale of a house that seemed to breathe with its own dark life, shadowed by unseen forces that left an indelible mark on those who lived within its walls. Was it just an overactive imagination shared by the family? Or were they unwitting participants in something far beyond our understanding? Stories like these remind us of how little we truly know about the world around us. Whether we view this as a psychological phenomenon, a glimpse into the paranormal, or a mystery that defies categorization, one thing is certain: the fear they felt was real. So the next time you find yourself alone in a quiet house and feel that odd sensation of being watched, ask yourself, are you imagining it? Or is there something waiting in the shadows just out of sight? Thanks for tuning in, and remember, sometimes the scariest thing is the question that never gets answered. Stay curious, stay cautious, and we'll catch you next time for another chilling story. Until then, take care and sleep with the lights on.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.